wish I would have did that before we started.
Wipe your butt.
Yeah, because it is not comfortable sitting here like this.
You want to shit your pants tonight?
Trophy Hoarder Show, where you won't get bored. I'm saying I can't believe it made it past episode 4, but with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Donnie D, oh my god, we done killed Tricky, with some bastards, but it's cool, we just being nuts, no fuss, he be back in the past, first class, and again, let me think about it, meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, but listen to the show, yo, we still on top, only came a long way, long well, kind of soda, let's just say, the SG paved the way, SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 79. I am your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, returning from his absence last week, Donnie.
What up, though, peoples? Yeah, I'm back once again. I know you missed me. My bad to all my fans. It was Tricky's fault.
Yes, it was totally my fault. But we decided not to kill you off, Donnie, because, you know, I'm not as cruel as you are.
Well, you should have, because I am cold-blooded.
And also with us, of course, Mr. Sondasaurus Rex himself, Alex.
Yeah. Donnie, I don't know if you know this, but I missed you. I'm glad you're back.
Ah, I missed the show too, man. I'm glad I'm back. Hey, it's a little payback from you leaving me with Tricky. How does it feel to be left with just a Tricky?
The wounds will heal with time.
I gotta know, Don. Did you listen to last week's show?
Yeah.
Did you like the opening?
No. I'm sorry.
What was that from? I recognized the voice, but I couldn't think of the.
Did you get that from satellite radio?
No, it's Lewis Black, and it's his Carnegie Hall performance.
Yeah, I have heard it before on satellite radio when I was porting cars, and I just didn't like it in the beginning of the show.
I'm surprised that it took you that long to put that into the show.
You know, I heard it, and I've been trying to track it down. But then again, Donnie was doing all the edits, so I never really had a chance to put it in. And since I edited last week's show, I finally had a chance, and that's why I did it.
Could have just tossed it at me. I would have thought about it, at least, about putting it in.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to our updated trophy count. Donnie, let's start with you.
Alice, can you get it from me?
I before we record, I asked you if you had it, Donnie.
No, I said
it's
no.
It's his first show back in, like, what, 2 weeks? Let's give him some slack here.
Yeah, well, this is the second week in a row. One of the main co-hosts, we had to go to somebody else first because they don't have their own trophies.
Yeah, and it was me last week.
Yes, it
and
was.
And you know what? After that, I'm willing to give Donnie a little flexibility here. It's all right, Donnie. We'll be leaving.
All right. Donnie, I'm going to look yours up real quick. You got yours, Alex? Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So I'm not exactly sure if anything changed. I might have gotten a few trophies here and there, but my total trophy count is 28-29, and I'm still at level 18 with 29 platinums.
All right, and I am level 21. I have 4,030 trophies and still 30 plats.
All right, Donnie, you want to hear your trophies?
Yeah. All
right, I got him. All right, so Donnie is level 21. He's got 3,777 trophies. Badass. And he's almost to the half-century mark on the platinums. He's got 49 platinums. Donnie, did you add one?
Yes, I did add one.
Do we have to ask if it's the Vanquish?
No, don't ask. Oh, my goodness. I am so ready to cry about that Vanquish trophy. I don't want to accept defeat.
Dude, Tricky likes poking you about the Vanquish Platinum, but he didn't like it very much when everyone was poking him about the Plants vs. Zombies Platinum.
I didn't care if anybody was poking me about it. It was 100%. It was a luck-based trophy, and it wasn't like I wasn't doing something wrong. It just I wasn't getting lucky.
You were doing something wrong. You weren't lucky.
Talk about luck base, man. Anybody who got the Vanquish plat is lucky. That junk, oh, I want to cry so bad. I do not want to accept defeat from any video game, and I'm still not going to say it, but
that the game kicked your ass.
So daggone hard to plat. And the 49th plat is Red Faction. Got it, no R. even though the R is silent.
There is no R.
So wait, it's not Red Fraction?
No, it's actually Red Faction.
Red Fraction?
Faction, no R.
What?
The R is silent.
I didn't come to math class, did I?
Jeff Hanna is gonna come to your house and kill you in your sleep.
Jeff Hanna doesn't know where I live.
I gave him your address.
You don't know where I live. Actually, yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
Well then, it looks like I better be barricading my door for the next couple weeks.
You better be securing that pillow fort of yours.
That thing would take a hurricane of class level 3 to knock down that pillow fort. It's built like a medieval castle that's impenetrable.
Let's go on to what we're playing.
Did you do your trophies?
Yes, I did right after you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm paying attention
right now.
All right, let's go into what we're playing. Alex, what have you been playing, buddy?
Okay, so as everyone knows, last week I was talking about playing a little bit of Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Fuck that game.
What? Oh, there's a story behind that. Okay, so I've gotten a little further. I think I'm in level 5 or 6 now. Gotten a few more trophies. The best part, I'm still mostly going through it single player. I did, however, have a night of co-op with a certain Tricky Mick. And the level that we happened to be playing through was, and prepare to laugh, the Spider Temple. Now, it's not called the Spider Temple because it's full of fluffy clouds and gold coins. It's called the Spider Temple because there are a fuck ton of spiders in there.
Like, and huge fucking spiders. Ones, too.
And you can hear them coming. So we're sitting here playing, and if you don't know, Tricky, go listen to Uncharted 3 PG spoilers. Tricky is afraid of spiders, very afraid of spiders. So the entire time he's sitting here, and like, he can hear him coming, and he's freaking out, and he's running away and screaming like a little boy. And I had to do all the work. Tricky didn't do anything.
I kill some too.
He did kill some. He was brave. But yeah, we didn't manage to get all the way through the Spider Temple. The end kind of caught us up, kind of snagged us. But I went back in single player and finished that up. So I'm making a little more progress in that.
You had to go back by yourself.
and beyond that, I've been playing some more Rock Band. I've been playing some Rock Band too. I haven't played that in a while, and back when my PS3 died, my 60 gig, I lost all my save data that couldn't be transferred over, so like Vanquish, MotorStorm Pacific Rift, as well as Rock Band 2, so I've been downloading all the songs from the store again, and unlocking all the songs in the world through the World Tour mode, using the challenges instead of going through the actual World Tour, the entire thing, because that would take forever again. So I've just been every night playing a few songs since unlocking them. And, you know, and it's still fun. The point of that game is to, you know, hear the music, you know, play the music and hear the music that you enjoy. And, you know, that's a game that I can come home and play a few songs and be completely fulfilled. It's still fun.
The funny thing with Rock Band is I've downloaded at least 15. No, about 15 songs right now. And I haven't turned on the game since I downloaded any of them. So I have 15 songs waiting to play.
Way to waste your money there, Tricky.
Well, it's one of those things like, yo, I'm a single guy now. I used to play the game when, you know, my girlfriend was here and by myself. I mean, I don't mind playing the drums by myself, but to pull the drums out and, you know, play a couple songs, I just don't have that fun anymore.
Don't you have a guitar?
Yeah, but Rock Band is one of those games where you have to play with somebody.
I don't know. I like playing guitar. It's fun. It's more fun playing with other people, but I can still play guitar by myself and have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's about hearing the music.
Right. All right. Donnie, what about you, buddy?
I went back and started playing, what is that? L.A. Noir again.
L.A. Noir?
Yeah. I forgot where I was at. So, and I kind of forgot how to play the game also. So I started all the way over from the beginning, just started a new game. And I wish I wouldn't have did that now because I didn't know I was so far into the game. Because after I got to the part where I remember I was at, I was like, dang, this is a lot of stuff I did. So I'm kind of mad about that. I would have been finished with the game like 2 days ago. And I didn't know how long the actual game is, too. So I'm kind of getting tired of it, but I'm almost at the end, I think. So I'm gonna stick it out, and that's about the only thing I've been playing was that.
Donnie, you know, you really could have had the platinum by now. What are you doing?
That game I'm not platinum in. I'm not even trying
to. Why not?
I would not go through a third time.
You don't need to go through it a third time.
Yeah, because you have to play every mission and get a 5-star rating. So that means going through and replaying every mission and get a 5-star rating.
Wait, when you're doing missions, you're not getting 5-star ratings as you're playing?
No, because the thing is, with the ratings system goes, you can't go through. Basically, you have to drive like an official cop would do. You can't hit anything. You can't run over nobody. You any damage to the city, all that stuff counts towards your rating.
Right.
So,
you know, Donnie, I thought you were about to say it was racist.
No,
So you're telling us you can't drive.
I'd be taking shortcuts like crazy, and if you just happen to be in my way, just my bad.
Well, let's be honest. Who really, in those kind of open world games, who drives by the letter of the law? You are doing whatever you can to get wherever you want, because, let's be honest, there's no punishment for, say, running over somebody or, you know, just blowing through a stoplight or doing whatever the hell you want. Well, I drive crazily in those games.
Well, in that game, you can actually have your partner drive.
But that's what I was going to get to. Well, I haven't been doing that because, you know, after every clue or after every investigation or interrogation you do, they talk amongst each other in the car while they're driving, and I wanted to hear that. And I didn't know until recently that when you let their partner drive, that it wouldn't skip the actual cutscene until they actually have that conversation. Right. So I like to hear all that stuff. And by that time, I'm pretty much done with the game now. So I doubt if I ever go back and get those 5-star ratings. And plus, you have to find every clue and like answer all the questions correctly and all that stuff. So that's a bit much for how extremely slow that game is.
Oh well,
you know,
flat.
Well, you know what we've noticed a little trend here so far is that we're all going back and playing old games. Because, of course, nothing's coming out right now. So, Tricky, I'm wondering what you're playing.
Okay, I'm playing Mortal Kombat on the Vita.
Are you losing to Titanic Wang again?
No. You're thinking of Treasures of Montezuma.
No. We saw a video you showed after the show last week.
That game glitched.
A video of you. Listeners, apparently glitch is code for Tricky's main excuse for losing to Titanic Wang in Mortal Kombat.
Go watch that video. He had no life. He was dead. The game glitched out and gave him the win.
No, you just stopped playing.
Glitch is code for cheating. God dang it.
Anyway, I got Lego Harry Potter years 5-7 on the Vita. I've been playing that. I'm going back and still playing a little bit of Metal Gear Solid 2, trying to get through that to get the Vita trophies. Yes, I did play Lara Croft and The Guardian of Light with Alex. Fuck that game.
Because of one level.
You are too big, man.
They are virtual spiders. They are avatar spiders. Come on.
It's not even in 3D.
I'll give you guys something else. I was going to play Trine 2. Today, but literally right before I was getting ready to start up the game, I get a tweet from I Yield to No One saying, "Been playing Trine 2 lately. Really fun, beautiful, enjoyable game. Too bad Tricky Mick will never be able to enjoy it." So I responded, "Why is that?" He goes, "Do you really want to know, or should I let you find out?" I said, "Well, a good friend would let me know if there's going to be a spider attack." So then he replies, "Okay then, so I don't have to hear your impending heart attack or the fact that you broke your TV trying to kill it. There are spiders in the game. Big spiders. More than one, less than 50. So far, I haven't beaten the game yet. So I will not be playing Trine 2 now."
Tricky, I think developers are just putting spiders into every game to make you miserable.
No, I think developers are putting spiders in games so I have to go out and get the kitty plats to keep up with Donnie.
You'd do that on your own anyway.
No, actually, I'm going to shy away from the kitty games and get real legitimate plasms from now on, I think.
Plasms?
Platins.
I don't think Donnie believes you.
I don't even know if I believe myself, but
exactly.
He says that he holds his copy of Puss in Boots.
All right, let's move on to
Hold on. Before we move on, I'm also extremely mad at my freaking how old is he? 5 year old. Forget my own kid's age. But I'm mad at him because he ripped my freaking HD cable out of the TV and now it's broke. So I had to now I'm playing the remainder of LA Noir in standard definition and it's a huge difference. It's terrible now. And I'm all ready to ship him off to boarding school.
Okay. I guess we know what Donnie's 5 year old's getting Donnie for his birthday.
No, I'm not waiting until February for that. It will be coming out his granddaddy money. Like when they give him money, I will be taking my share.
But yeah, you need to see that Sly Cooper in HD.
Oh my goodness, Ratchet and Clank. That's what I want to see in HD. That's my next game I hope to purchase. Whenever I am purchasing.
Ratchet and Clank, you say?
Yeah, HD. Got a gift card.
You know when you'll be able to get Ratchet and Clank there, Donnie?
My last time I was told was in October.
Well, I got some good news for you then. Ratchet and Clank, the Ratchet and Clank collection is due out August 28th, and it's going to go to retailers and to the PlayStation Network, and will cost you
$29.99. Oh, sweet.
The collection is going to include Ratchet and Clank, Ratchet and Clank Going Commando, and Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenals. All the games are going to have 1080p resolution, 3D display, and 720p, and they will all have trophy support.
That is gangsta on so many levels. Oh, I'm glad they...
Donnie, what? I can go more gangster for you.
I don't know if Donnie's heart can take it if you go more gangster.
You can't be gangster.
I can make this more gangster for you. Ready?
Go.
Included into the North American version of the Ratchet & Clank collection will come a demo for Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time.
I can't believe Tricky himself went Mo Gangster. Yes, that is sweet. That is way better than my first. I had read an article for the reason why America got held back for the Ratchet and Clank collection, which was we were getting it later, which was October at the time before they pushed it up. Because they were going to include a vouch code for Deadlock, Ratchet and Clank Deadlock, which I was highly upset to read that because Deadlock sucked a lot of bolts. And
nice association there, Donnie.
It did, though, man. If anybody who played Deadlock, it didn't. They tried to have a story to it, but Deadlock wasn't nothing but basically, I think it was it part two when they started putting those game show things into the game?
It might have been. They were definitely an Up Your Arsenal, but I think they might have introduced them in Going Commando.
Let's take it from Going Up Your Arsenal, where the game show and those matches you had played, that the whole entire Deadlock was that. And I didn't like it at all. So I was kind of mad when I was pushing it, holding it back from America because of that. When they could just do that. If they were going to put it in there, they could have just patched it in there later because that game sucked. But I'm glad we're getting it now. And we're going to get a demo to the net slide. That is smooth.
Yeah. The great thing about this collection is it's $10 per game. And essentially you get three great games at a really good price. And if you guys, I played some Sly Cooper at E3, and I can tell you, if you really enjoyed the Sly Cooper games on the PS2, you're really going to enjoy this one. You're going to feel right at home as soon as you pick up the controller. It feels just like the older games. You know, better graphics, better visuals, the game looks a whole lot better, but it's, you know, it feels like you would expect a Sly Cooper game to feel.
Oh, see, I had the perfect segue to the next topic until you said Sly Cooper.
Hey, before you segue, I want the listeners to be on the lookout for Ratchet & Clank Full Frontal Assault, which is coming to the PSN.
Yeah, we'll get more details on that. But we do have some more details on another throwback game. I know, Donnie, you're looking forward to this game. Double Dragon Neon has officially got a release date and a price point.
Johnny, please tell me you're not looking forward to that game.
Oh, man. I am not looking forward to the price nor the game. This game needs to be given away for free, not just for the PS Plus people.
Double Dragon Neo is going to be coming on to the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade on September 11th and 12th for the respective releases, and is going to be at a price point of $10.
Yeah, $10 is way too much for that game.
Too much. This game, oh my goodness. It's,
$10 is too much for Double Dragon?
Did you look at this?
I watched it.
That game looked like crap.
Oh my goodness. The only thing cool about it is the graphics. I mean, that is the only thing. They tried to keep it up to
the graphics, Daddy. I mean, would you expect them to change the gameplay of the game?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think the graphics look very good at all.
Okay.
It looked better than what it did for back in the day, but that's something you can expect because, you know, it's not a Nintendo game anymore.
See, Super Nintendo's Super Double Dragon, they will never be able to recreate anything like that. And this is completely, you know, for nostalgia and for people who grew up with those games, and it's updating it a little bit with visually, and it's, you know, still uses, seems like, a lot of the same soundtrack. It's just that it's kind of been updated for today. But it's the thing about those brawlers is people bought the Simpsons and the X-Men arcade game because they enjoyed playing them when they grew up, and there's a lot of nostalgia tied to it. But the problem with these games is that there's not much depth to them. So, I mean, you go through them, and unless you have some kind of, like, childhood tie to it, you play it maybe for a few hours, and then you're just done with it, you know?
This game, I was young when Double Dragon came out, but I still got my hands on it, you know, just to, you know, button smash my way just to have some fun as a kid. But this game, I think the old school game moved faster than this game. For real. This game is extremely slow with the gameplay. I mean, they walk. it's whack. The video gameplay is whack.
Please. All right, yeah. Well, if you're going to be playing Double Dragon Neon, it's going to feature local and online co-op. So if you can find somebody to buy the game also, you can play online with them.
You said the key word, find.
And make sure that if you do play online co-op that you have Skype or a headset or something, because those kind of games are only fun if you can interact directly with the person. Otherwise, it's just like you're playing with the AI. So you have to – if you're not sitting beside someone on the couch, which is the way you would like to play those games, then make sure, for God's sakes, that you have a headset or something, because otherwise that game just won't be very fun co-op.
Speaking of a game that's no longer going to be good co-op, Rock Band has announced their new game. Anybody know about Rock Band Blitz?
I've seen a few videos. Why don't you enlighten us, Tricky?
Okay, for anybody that is a Rock Band fan, like myself, Rock Band Blitz is changing their format just a little bit. Rock Band Blitz, you are not going to be able to play the game with instruments. You are only going to be able to play with a controller.
You call that a little bit?
It will be releasing on the PSN on August 28th and will have a price point of $15. Now, if you want to know the style of gameplay for Rock Band Blitz, think of Rock Band on the PSP and the old games of Frequency and Amplitude. That is basically what this game is going to be. It's all going to be done with the controller. You're going to be playing all the instruments at one time. Harmonix did announce that Rock Band Blitz will work with all your exported songs and tracks from the previous games, and that the game will also come with 20 songs of its own. Harmonix revealed four of the songs are going to be, and they're going to be Avenged Sevenfold, So Far Away, Kool and the Gang's Jungle Boogie, My Chemical Romance's Sing, and Fun's We Are Young.
And it's also important to note that your DLC will work with Rock Band Blitz 2, and you can also unlock Rock Band Blitz's tracks to work with Rock Band 3.
Yes.
So that's a cool little thing for it.
I said that, didn't I?
Did you guys look at the gameplay of this?
Yes.
Yeah, you're moving across multiple tracks and mixing beats using each different instrument.
I didn't quite understand the gameplay style of that, even.
Basically, you're going to be moving from, you know, the guitar to the bass to the drums to the keyboards, but you're going to be doing it with a controller. You're not going to be doing it with actual instruments. So to me, it kind of takes you out of the Rock Band experience. It should not be Rock Band.
Yeah, but they couldn't just do another Rock Band game.
Well, it's been two years since 3 came out?
Yeah, but people don't really want – they might pull out their games that they have already, like Rock Band or Rock Band 2, and play them. But I just think that whole band experience, people just don't really want it yet. I don't think 2 years is long enough. I think people are just tired of that. They're tired of having all these – a bunch of plastic instruments in their house. And a lot of people were saying, hey, where's the secret – I've heard a lot of people say, you know, where's – you know, something related to or something similar to frequency and amplitude. People really like those games, and they'd like to see it make a comeback. So this is a way to mix the Rock Band name with the gameplay, the style of gameplay from Frequency and Amplitude.
See, I've always been, I mean, you've heard me say on several episodes before that I like the way Rock Band's doing it, is release the game and then support the shit out of it with DLC. I've probably spent 5 times as much money on DLC than I did on buying all 3 games.
That's the way a lot of these games, as far as in games like that, they should all do that. Instead of coming out with Rock Band 1, 2, 3 and doing the same thing except changing the music, it should always do just the DLC to it. That's the way I feel.
Well, yeah, that's what they were doing for a long time. And, you know, then Guitar Hero kept – Activision kept releasing Guitar Hero after Guitar Hero. And you know, we saw with Lego Rock Band and all that stuff, we saw Harmonix fall into that same trap where they kept supporting the platform they created, but they were still coming out with new games. And eventually they changed the Rock Band 3 so much that if you kept Rock Band 2, the songs that they were releasing after a certain point, the DLC, you couldn't use in Rock Band 2. So if you didn't buy Rock Band 3, you were essentially cut off with albeit a giant list of songs you can play, but you just couldn't download any more songs because it couldn't be used with your game, which was really disappointing for me because I didn't want to buy Rock Band 3, but I wanted to keep downloading songs.
Yeah, but now you can go pick up Rock Band 3 for like $20.
Okay, well, I could probably do that, but...
I mean, even if you are never going to play Rock Band Blitz, I would say pick it up for $15 because even at that, you're going to get 20 songs that, you know, Harmonix normally releases a song at $1.99 a piece. So you're going to get $40 worth of songs for $15. So, I mean, if you like the songs, I would say pick up Rock Band Blitz just for the fact that you're going to get, you know, 20 new songs. Moving on. This is our last topic of the day. Uncharted 3 is going to have a new patch coming out. Patch 1.13 is due around August 14th and will be adding 50 new trophies to the game. Now, if you're interested in what the patch is going to give you, this is what the patch is going to fix. It's going to have increased recoil that's going to be added to the Gmail. Deathmatch will now appear in round 5 instead of round 3 in team objective game modes. Quitting out of co-op will no longer count as a competitive loss when signing out or disconnecting. Lab games no longer count towards the leaderboard. Death from above medal now requires the player to be at least 2 meters off the ground. Players can earn more than one here hold this medal in a match. As I said, the 50 trophies are going to be added to each DLC pack. That's not 50 each, that's 50 total trophies among all the DLCs. The TAU sniper pistol has been turned, so the rate of fire is up 30%, and you can pick up 6 instead of 3 bullets upon collecting new ammo. The M-Fire blind fire accuracy has been reduced by 10%, and your Colt level 3 is now immune to the effects of disruption. It wasn't working properly, so they fixed it. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are more fixes coming, but they haven't announced them yet. Is it worth going back and playing this game, gentlemen, with this new patch?
I am not huge into multiplayer shooters. I just don't really. I've never really gotten into those world. I've never enjoyed playing them that much. Possibly because I go online and I just get shot and killed all the time, and then I spawn and get shot and killed some more. It's not very fun, you know. But with Uncharted 3, I really enjoy just the world and the whole Uncharted lore. So being immersed in that, again, just in a different setting, I really enjoyed it. And it's actually – I was actually had some fun with the multiplayer. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed running around as Nathan Drake. I enjoyed running around as Elena, just running around those characters. And I did find it fun. I think they people were skeptical about the multiplayer for Uncharted, but they did well with Uncharted 2, and you know they came back with Uncharted 3 and improved it, and people really seemed to enjoy it, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go back and play it. I've already got the platinum for Uncharted 3, so I think I'm kind of past it. But you know, I think it'll give a lot more people, obviously, incentive to go back and play it if they're not already still playing Uncharted, because there was a lot of rewards and tied to the experience system in that game.
What about you, Don? You gonna go back and play it?
This whole 50 trophies thing, it's pretty cool. 50 as a trophy is pretty cool. To me, I got a different feeling than what Alice have. The Uncharted to me is like the most mind-boggling, frustrating multiplayer you can play. But
is it because it's the movement's a little bit clunky? It's not what you're used to in a shooter, multiplayer shooter game.
No, it's not that, because I still say, even though I haven't played it in a while, map, I don't even have my Uncharted 2. My friend has it, but I will prefer to play Uncharted 2's multiplayer than Uncharted 3, because the what's the name is too, the targeted system is kind of off whack, and yet it does kind of move slightly clunkily than the actual gameplay itself. I mean, than the actual campaign gameplay, but like I said earlier, that it's one of the most frustrating but heck of fun. Yeah, you die a lot, but it's still like heck of fun. And whether they put this in there or not, I still would have went back and played it. I just haven't, because I've been working on other games and I haven't had anybody like invite me. Even though a lot of people on my friend list still play it, I just been working on other stuff. But yeah, the game is, I don't feel how you feel, Alex, about this. It's like the only multiplayer game that I would actually like stop everything if people was to ask me to come play with them and hop right on.
Yeah, as far as Uncharted 3 goes, I never really got into the multiplayer. I was a member of the Fortune Hunters Club. I did get all the DLC, but the multiplayer just never appealed to me in that game.
Was there any particular reason, Tricky? Was it because there was no story tied to it, or?
I don't know. I'm not a big multiplayer person myself. I mean, I don't mind playing games with people, but I just, games like Uncharted, games like Infamous, games like Metal Gear, I just, when I look at them, I look at them as a single-player experience.
Well, so I'm assuming you weren't a big fan of the co-op either.
The co-op is fine. It's just, I mean, we've said this on the show many times. It just, I don't like the fact that, like, not that you're being forced to do it, but that a developer does something that makes you feel like, well, to experience this more and to get more of the story, you know, because it was a little bit of a story with the co-op in Uncharted, that,
uh-uh.
I said a little bit, Donnie.
Uh-uh.
but it makes you feel like you have to play with somebody, and I don't like that. I mean, if I'm going to get a game like Uncharted, like Batman, like God of War, that's a single-player experience, and that's what I want to play it as. I don't want to feel like I have to play multiplayer to experience the full game.
Well, once again, about it making you feel like it don't really make you feel like you have to experience the whole thing, because I'm going to take Uncharted since we're talking about it, is that its co-op or multiplayer is separate from the campaign. The co-op and multiplayer of the game doesn't have a story to it. That little bit that you call a story is not. Basically, it's telling you what the mission is about. And basically, no matter what co-op mission that you plan, it's all about staying alive. Co-op in Uncharted 1 and 2, to me, I kind of find that as an unnecessary input into the game. You didn't. It was not really needed at all, because it doesn't tie into anything other than. All right, let me put it like this: co-op in Uncharted is the same thing as multiplayer, except that you're playing against AI enemies that you would take on in the campaign, and it's not story based at all. It's the same thing. You basically you're just trying to survive the waves. That's all you're doing. It's just wave after wave of enemies coming at you. And if you survive to the end with your co-op partners, then you know you get massive amounts of points. So that's all co-op was in Uncharted, both of them.
All right. Let's close out the show, gentlemen. Let's do our shout-outs. Don, do you have any shout-outs?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, is you know who I'm talking about, Easter or whatever you pronounce.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Not you too. The shout out person I'm talking about. I want to give a shout out to him. He sent me a message on the PSN saying to friend him, and he listened to the show. A lot, and he thinks I, Donnie, Young Twist, that DTN brings it to the show every time. Yeah, brings it to the show. I bring it on to the show.
Well, he must not be that cool if he didn't send me and Alex a friend request.
Well, I think he's pending on Alex. He just haven't got around to it, and Tricky, you just know.
Uh huh. You have any more shout-outs there, buddy?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to... Man, I am so mad right now. I'm going to get back to you on next week. These two guys, three guys who helped me out for the Red Faction Armageddon plat, because there's no way you can get that trophy plat without online help, which that's another one of those trophies I don't like, but you can't get it without online help, and I want to next week... I'm going to have you guys full names for the PSN so people can come back to you. And I want to say thank you, because I didn't know that it was still people out there willing to help for online trophy.
There's always people out there. You just have to find them.
Yeah, well, I got them. My friend list is rocking on the PSN.
All right. Alex, you have any shout-outs, buddy?
I do have some special shout-outs this week, Tricky.
Okay.
All right, I want to first give a shout-out to Donnie. Donnie, for coming back and joining us. We missed you, man.
Don't say we.
You know you miss Donnie.
I miss Donnie.
Shout out to you, Tricky. Thank you for coming here and doing this every week. Despite how hectic life gets and how work can take its toll. Thank you for just showing up every week. And here are the special shout outs. For those of you who haven't heard, I am doing a new podcast with Candace, and it's going to be called The Floor is Lava. We're going to debut it in August. It's a show that we encourage interactivity with our listeners. We're basically going to be watching some old school cartoons that, you know, we would all remember from our childhood, and we're watching them, we're commenting on them, and we're going to release that, and we're going to let you guys watch the episode along with us, essentially. Like I said, it's called The Floor is Lava, and we're going to be debuting it in August. And we've gotten a lot of positive responses before, so we'd love to have everybody listen. Once again, shout out to Candace and, of course, our special guest for the first episode, Klaus. Thank you, Klaus, for coming on. And a little preview as well, another podcast coming to BRB. You can find The Floor is Lava on BRB soon, as well as a new podcast called Life.exe. That's going to be starring Big Red Barrel's Candace as well as Amanda. So look forward to both of those very soon.
How many podcasts is Candace on now? What, four?
It's about three right now.
Wow. She's a hard working woman. That's why she's not on Trophy Horse anymore. She's too busy for us.
Yeah, she's not too busy for us. She's just she's got a lot going on, but she's ambitious, and you know, she's doing good work, so nothing but love for Candace.
I want to give a shout out to NM Rain.
Whoa, you played that back. You got it right.
I want to give a shout out to Pac-Man Polar Bear, who retweeted a joke that I sent to him.
All it takes to get a shout out?
Yes. I want to give a shout out to Linda Pizarro, who favorited one of my tweets to her. TechMonkey74, McMurray_Thomas, and I yield to no one. So, all right, let's do a little bit of housekeeping, gentlemen. Donnie, do you have any sponsors there, buddy? hold on, wait, before you actually do that. had you Alex doing you last week?
That was great. I heard it right before we started recording, and I would say, kudos, you made me proud, son.
Thank you. I got to say, though, no, I could not duplicate the original. It was nowhere near as good as Donnie. But
It was damn close, though, I got to tell you.
I got to say, I'm proud that was my first try. We didn't have to go over and erase that and do redos. That was my first try.
It definitely was.
Very good, man. Very good.
All right. Donnie, do you have any sponsors, buddy? Yes. Oh,
man, it's so good. It's like medicine.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you're going to shop on Amazon, and we know you do, please step on over to ProvenGamer.com first. Click the link and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't take any extra effort from you, and it helps out the site tremendously. Also, while you're on Proven Gamer, please stop by and listen to our other podcast, The DCUO Show. We also have PG Spoilers, which I believe Philosophy and RC Stash have recently recorded a Dark Knight Rises spoilercast, so that should be coming out soon.
Spoiler, The Dark Knight Rises.
Does he really?
I haven't seen it.
If you just spoil it for me, I'm going to kick your ass.
Nah, I haven't seen it yet. But I would hope that you could get that from the title.
No, but the thing is, you just put a house all over again. I didn't see the show either, but
I'm not the one that said that House dies at the end of House.
But still, I didn't. Did that really happen? Yeah, guy ended up getting blown up to pieces.
What was he doing? Playing with dynamite when he was drunk or something?
Also, if you want to contact the website on Twitter, you can contact the website at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me on Twitter at Tricky Mick. Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. Donnie at Young Twist. Also, while you're browsing the net and you're on Facebook, because we know everybody's on Facebook nowadays, search for Proven Gamer and please click that like button. Yes, Donnie, I know you're not on Facebook yet.
You know, I guess I'm not going to get an answer to my question about how House died.
I don't want to spoil for anybody, but he actually didn't die.
You told me he died. So you shot me for no reason.
Well, okay. Donnie, make sure when I answer that question, put a spoiler tag in. But the end of House is the second to last episode, he finds out that he has to go back to jail for a prank that he pulled. And his friend Wilson is dying of cancer and is going to die within the next 6 months. And House is told that he has to go back to jail for 6 months. So to spend the time with his friend, he faked his own death and switched the dental records. So when they identified the body, they identified him as House. But in reality, he's dead, but he really just faked his death. So he can spend the last 6 months of Wilson's life together. It was a really good ending.
So you did shoot me for no reason.
No, House died.
Racist.
Exactly.
House died.
You just said not really. He just faked it. So he didn't die.
The only people that know he's alive is him and Wilson. So technically he died.
No, so technically he faked his own death.
If you go to the Princeton Plainsboro medical records, he is dead.
Okay, we know that he's alive, though. The show, people who watch the show, so technically he's alive. He just faked his own death. That's what fake means. You shot me for no reason, and you had the nerve to be playing 8 Mile when you rolled up.
I gotta represent D-Town.
You shot me, man.
All right, also while you're browsing, go to iTunes, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave any comments you can. All of our editors appreciate that greatly.
You know, I don't know if you've seen at least a couple of days ago when I checked, the latest review for Trophy Horse was done by none other than Donnie.
Really? Donnie, you finally got around to leaving us a review, huh?
And, of course, he praised himself.
After 78 episodes, Donnie has finally left an iTunes rating.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it.
I'm going to iTunes right now to look this up.
I went through there just to see what other people... And I've been meaning to like, get back, like, shout-outs to those people who left those reviews, because it was some good stuff being said. I just never got around to doing it. But
Donnie goes to read everybody's comments, but doesn't leave one for himself. Then he praises himself.
Oh, yeah. But he uses his PSN ID, so he's trying to be slick about it.
Oh, he puts it on the Young Twist, huh?
No, that's not his PSN ID.
Oh, that DTN. Okay, hold on. I'm looking it up right now. No, it's by Donovan Dobson.
Hey, you said my government.
That's what it's on here. It says, great show. Great show. This show has a lot of entertainment, especially in that DTN. What a hoot.
I didn't say that. I said that.
Yes, that's exactly what it says, buddy.
Well, you know, I am a hoot.
The comment before that was from Jax. It says, I will admit, I don't always catch your podcast. It's like I forget to say it because I get so busy, but when I do actually catch an episode, I realize I miss it so much. Donnie is hilarious, and I can honestly listen to him talk all day. He's so silly and gets me laughing every time he talks. You guys have the best guest host on your show. You go off on tangents and laugh, and it's obvious that you have an absolute blast doing this, and because I've absolutely blast listening to you every time. I know after 74 episodes, have subscribed to this and will make sure I listen to it every week, unless I forget.
Shout out to Jax. Thank you, Jax.
Jax! And yes, I did reply to all that stuff when she back like a few episodes ago. Yes, I told you. I'm a hoot, man. People love me.
All right. Donnie, is there a phone number they can call to get a hold of us?
Yes, you can call 330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369.
All right.
You committed that to memory, Donnie?
Yep. And I was reading it, too.
Reading.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of the show. So until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Peace out.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the flow, yo.
Oh, squaw.
Yeah, for sure. And I'ma download Simone. And I'ma let people know. Y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.